This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity going back to early last weekend. They include a disturbance on Cattenhorn. Received a complaint of a neighbor yelling profanities at a child while he was trying to get his dog back. Officers spoke to the father and the neighbor. The neighbor advised that no vulgar language used, but he did yell out the window because the dog is constantly out and constantly barking. I'm sure he didn't cuss at all. This position assistant's given. Something about that dog. Intoxicated subject on East 3rd received the complaint of an intoxicated male at a garage sale yelling, I don't want to pay a quarter for a shirt.
75 cents for a toaster?
I thought this was America. Officers responded, 62-year-old out of Powell, arrested for breach of peace. This at 9:02 in the morning at a garage sale.
I know. Let's get drunk and go yard sailing. Woohoo! Good times, good times.
Just yelling at everybody there. Saying, you know, you try to put on a yard sale. You know, you welcome people into your yard. And there's always got to be the one guy who's drunk. So, let's see. Animal stray. North Bernard, RP, advised that he found someone's dog trying to get it back to the owner. Dispatch called the RP later. He advised the dog was returned. Happy days. So, domestic, South Day, received a report of a male and female fighting. Officers responded, and a 39-year-old female was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. A 20-year-old male was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, and a 37-year-old male was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Disposition, CK. So they started to stink, started a fight. Officers had to show up, and they still had their dope hanging out. So,
I wonder which one started the fight.
Yeah.
The other two are looking at that person going, good
thanks,
call.
Thanks a lot. Theft, Mountain View Street, received a report of theft of two signs from the RP's yard. Disposition, see case. So I'm guessing probably campaign signs. So I don't know. It's hard telling.
Yes, this is America, and I don't care about your First Amendment rights.
Yeah, so theft, Mountain View, threats on Avenue K. Received a report that her daughter's boyfriend is threatening the RP and the spouse. Officer spoke to the RP, advised they would be following up with them tomorrow, disposition pending. So, the daughter's boyfriend, he seems nice.
I used to always try to get in good with the parents.
Yeah, not this one. Threatening them. So, So, probably won't be invited to Thanksgiving dinner, which is coming up. So,
and if he is, go sit at the kids' table.
Yeah.
What?
Disturbance, Avenue C, received a report of kids yelling and music being loud.
Ah!
Officers responded, spoke to the RP. Officers spoke to the family in the area, advised that they did have children playing and music going. They're advised of the complaint, disposition completed. This at 7 o'clock at night, Russ. Oh, way late. 7 o'clock at night.
Not exactly what I'd call a barn burner.
Yeah, well, on the weekend, too, Saturday night, kids having, being loud, what it was.
Hey,
so.
Move next to a city park.
Yeah. Disturbance, East Coulter, received a report of two males yelling. Officers responded, advised no vehicles parked here, can hear no one yelling in the area. At that point in time, gone on arrival. Then Disturbance, West 2nd, received a report of a male yelling at another individual. Officers responded, spoke to the RP. The individual yelling wouldn't answer the door. Hey, yeller, answer it. Officers stayed in the area for a while, and the individual never came back out of the residence. Disposition gone on arrival. So cops are knocking on your door. I ain't answering it. So,
well, it seems like there's an awful lot of yelling going on.
There is. Yeah, people getting a little mad. So suspicious activity, Avenue F, received a report of a male subject who didn't appear to be acting right, Russ. when he was talking to the RP, he was not making sense. And then knocking on doors of houses. Officers responded, located the subject. He stated he was on his way to the store. The officer advised him not to be knocking on people's doors. If they asked him to leave, he needed to leave. The male said he understood. Disposition completed. On his way to the store, he's just going to knock on everyone's doors on the way. So,
hey, I'm going to the store. You need anything?
Yeah.
What?
And this at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I don't think that.
Well, and Amanda, he's not making sense. Are you sure it's not Gaffey Joe out there campaigning?
Yeah, it could be. Harassment, Wood Street, received report of harassment. Officer responded, spoke with all parties involved. They agreed to not have more contact with each other unless it was agreed upon circumstances. Disposition completed. Wood Street's only 2 blocks long, so you got to stay away from each other. Okay?
Unless mutually good. So you're still coming over for cards on Saturday?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Traffic complaint, North Division, received report of a male on a four-wheeler ripping around the college. He'd been up on the grass. An officer responded, searched the area, couldn't locate the vehicle. Disposition gone on arrival. Welfare check, Cedarwood, received request to check the welfare of a person. Officer responded, contacted the person. They were fine. Well, they weren't answering their phone. Well, they have that darn caller ID. So
they don't want to talk to you.
Threats. Bismarck Court received a report of threats. An officer responded, contacted the RP. It was determined they were not actual threats, but some options were given on how to handle the situation. Disposition completed. I feel threatened. So, but will, they weren't threats.
Will you come to my birthday party? That's a threat!
help me! Let's see. Theft, North Bent, report of theft, case under investigation, disposition, CK. Could be a business, could be a private property. We don't know. It's North Bent Street. So, let's see. Animal call, East Jefferson, received request to check the welfare of some dogs at a residence who appeared to be in distress. Their flags were upside down. CSO responded, after an investigation, the owner received a citation for household pets, no more than two, and failure to obtain dog license. They were also issued a warning for cruelty to animals.
Wow.
Disposition, citation issued. So, and that's when they show up, and there's the two dogs, and then the cat comes and starts scraping on Anna's leg. Wait a minute here. I'm counting three.
And pointing at the one guilty party.
Yeah. Psst, there you go. Traffic complaint. North Clark received report that the driver of vehicle didn't have a driver's license. Wasn't taped to his forehead. An officer responded, didn't find the subject or the vehicle described. Disposition gone on arrival. Hey, you don't have a driver's license. So, but I'm going to drive anyway. Well, I'm calling the police. I'm going to be gone on arrival.
And I'm going to be UAL, unable to locate.
Traffic stop, North Division. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning. Failure to yield to a vehicle in the intersection. Disposition. Warning issued. When you mess up, in front of a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Building burglary, East 4th, received report of burglary to a residence, incident under investigation. Remember, people have been breaking in and stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. So maybe you're going to have to lock things up. So let's go over to Cody real quick. And they include a traffic stop at Comfort Inn. Driver warned for disobeying traffic signs. I see it. I'm not going to obey. Traffic stop on Blystein. Driver failure to obey posted regulation. So you got a traffic sign and a posted regulation. Which what's the difference there?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Yeah, there's any. So let's see. More traffic. Abandoned vehicle, Bighorn Apartments. Abandoned vehicle on the property. RP doesn't know who it belongs to. Would like it stickered for removal. Assistance, Kevin. Bring your sticker book, please. Not the happy pumpkin one.
The dreaded green sticker.
Oh, yeah. You don't want one. traffic complaint at the bus barn. It appears has a few stop arm violations, one of which almost struck a child.
Oh,
so this is the actual camera that's on the bus, and he's going to turn them in for all the people that are running children over. So there you go.
I guess I don't know what the fine is, the first fine, but it's pretty steep.
Yeah, it's usually superintendent zone. So let's see. Traffic. Suspicious activity, 13th Street. RP witnessed a male subject that was going through the saddlebags on a black motorcycle parked across from the old Shoshone office building. Was last seen walking westbound from Moose Creek toward Chinese restaurant, wearing a white T-shirt with a camo hat. He took things out of the bag and pocketed it. Disposition completed. Might be his, though. You don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, it most likely was, since there was no real exciting disposition. So then fraud related, Albertsons, RP needs to report counterfeit bills. Disposition, CK. Yourself quarantined next to your copying machine.
I wonder.
Yeah, let's try this. Hey, that looks pretty good.
I bet they would take that.
Let's go to Albertsons. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where they sell lots of please no drunken garage sale signs. Okay? So check those out. Anyway, appreciate the Powell Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.